What makes you feel loved? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Saida Heshmati, postdoctoral research scholar at Penn State University, looks into whether actions really do speak louder than words.
We all know what it means when we talk about love in the context of romantic relationships, but do Americans agree on what indicators of feeling loved might be in their day-to-day lives? To answer this question, our research lab investigated whether there is a shared belief among the American people about feeling loved in everyday life experiences from both romantic and non-romantic perspectives. We asked 495 American adults to answer a questionnaire about whether or not they thought most people would feel loved in 60 various scenarios that could potentially lead to feeling loved. These scenarios included positive actions, like a child snuggling up to them, negative actions, like someone being possessive about them, and neutral scenarios, like the sun is shining. We found that behavioral actions, rather than purely verbal expressions, were more agreed upon as indicators of love among the American population. For example, more people agreed that their pets greeting them or a child snuggling with them was more loving than someone simply saying, "I love you." Participants also agreed on what doesn't make people feel loved. Behaviors that could be seen as controlling, like someone wanting to know where they are at all times, were ranked among the least loving actions. Even though the results may reflect how the American culture in general feels about love, individuals still can and do have their own personal feelings about what makes them feel loved. This is why communicating to your loved ones about what makes you feel loved can assist in being more in tune with each other in your relationships.
That was Saida Heshmati of Penn State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.